We're told in verse 27 now of chapter 16, and there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women. This was that temple that was there of Dagon, their god, that beheld while Samson made sport. They just made a fool of him. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson, you know, was brought up there. He was blind where the two pillars that held up the temple were. Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood and on which it was borne up, the one with his right hand, the other with his left. Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. The house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his fathers came down, took him up and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah, his father. He judged Israel 20 years, but he failed. He shall begin to deliver Israel. And he went out and he didn't know that the Spirit of God had departed from him. Now, there is a comparison between Samson and the Lord Jesus Christ. You may be surprised. Listen to it. The birth of both was foretold by an angel. And he was separated to God. He was a Nazarite. And he went in the power of the Spirit of God. It can be said of both, the Lord Jesus and Samson. He was rejected by his people. Samson was, and so was the Lord Jesus. And he destroyed his enemies in his death. But notice there is a contrast, by the way, between them, and that's the thing to note. The prince of this world cometh and findeth nothing in me, the Lord Jesus said. He found plenty in that Samson, didn't he? And his weakness was women. That's destroyed many a man. And now we see that Christ on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Samson says, Avenge me. Christ's arms were outstretched in love on the cross, and Samson's arms were outstretched in hatred and revenge against the Philistines. And then, friends, Christ lives today. Samson died. The lesson for you and me is the Spirit of God will never leave a Christian. It's true, but you can grieve him so you're powerless. And there came a time when the Spirit no longer will strive with men. He said that in the days of Noah. And that could be true in the life of a believer today. But if you're indwelt by the Spirit of God and God's man, may I say how tragic it is to live a life without the power of the Spirit of God.